Hello, Saints. So today I brought a study on age in serving God. I think I'm going to call it, Is Age a Factor in Serving God? And I'm going to read some scriptures and we're going to go right into it. First up is Lamentations 3. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Ecclesiastes 12:1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. 2 Timothy 2:22. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Proverbs 8:17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. This study is to show how God can use anyone who is willing and seeks him with all their heart, and that both youth and old age are no excuse to not serve and obey the Lord. Some examples that show youth serving God from Scripture. First up, Isaac. Genesis 22:9-12. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son, and the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Isaac was called a lad, which means boy or child in Hebrew. We do not see or read of Isaac rebelling or fighting, but by all appearances he submitted himself, becoming an archetype of the Lord. Joseph, Genesis 37:2. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. And then Genesis 41:46. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. Joseph was between the ages of 18 and 23 when he withstood the temptress and suffered wrongly and was used mightily of God to prepare a place for the children of Israel. Samuel, 1 Samuel 3:15 to 20. And Samuel lay until the morning and opened the doors of the house of the Lord, and Samuel feared to shew Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, Here am I. And he said, What is the thing that the Lord hath said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. God do so to thee, and more also, if thou hide anything from me of all the things that he said unto thee. And Samuel told him every whit, and hid nothing from him. And he said, It is the Lord, let him do what seemeth him good. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. Samuel was still a child when he was used of God, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. David, 1 Samuel 16:11-13. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Are here all thy children? And he said, There remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Send and fetch him, for we will not come, we sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, Arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. David was still a boy when he was anointed, and though we do not know his age, he was a youth when he slew Goliath, and he was mighty in God in his youth. Hezekiah, 2 Chronicles 29:1-5. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Abiah, the daughter of Zechariah, And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. He, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them, and brought them in the, and brought in the priests and the Levites, and gathered them together unto this east street, and said unto them, Hear me, ye Levites, sanctify now yourselves, and sanctify the house of the Lord God of your fathers, and carry forth the filthiness out of the holy place. Hezekiah was one of the two kings in Judah who went all out for God, and he began when he was still young. Josiah, 2 Chronicles 34, 1-7. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 31 years. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of David his father, and declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David his father. And in the 12th year he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places, and the groves, and the carved images, and the molten images. And they break down the altars of Balaam in his presence, and the images that were on high above he cut down. And the groves, and the carved images, and the molten images he break in pieces, and made dust of them, and strode it upon the graves of them that had sacrificed unto them. And he burned the bones of the priests upon their altars. He cleansed Judah and Jerusalem. And so did he in the cities of Manasseh and Ephraim and Simeon, even unto Naphtali, with their mattocks round about. And when he had broken down the altars and groves, and beaten the graven images into powder, and cut down all the idols throughout all the land of Israel, he returned to Jerusalem. Josiah was the most godly king Judah had after David, and he began cleansing Israel of idols when he was around 16 to 18 years old. Jeremiah 1:6-10. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have set this day thee over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and to build and to plant. Jeremiah was still young. The word means child. Child means child in our sense in Hebrew. When God called him and he obeyed, being set against nations and kingdoms. Daniel 1:3-8. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish but well favored, and skillful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years. At that end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names. For he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Daniel was likely just a teenager at this time. John the Baptist was around 30 when he began his ministry of preparing the way for the Lord. The Lord himself was 12 years old in the temple, reasoning with the elders, and began his ministry at about 30 years of age. About Paul we read in Acts 7:58, And cast him out of the city and stoned him, and the witnesses laid down their clothes at the young man's feet, whose name was Saul. Paul was a young man at this time, and it was not long after this that he became the most zealous worker and preached Christ crucified all over, writing most of the New Testament. Timothy was young and was instructed not to let others despise his youth in his ministry. If one is willing, God can use youths for his work. Seek him with all you are. The wicked culture in Satan's kingdom teaches that young people should party and live in sin and lust and maybe grow up later. This is a lie, and it is a choice. We have examples of godly young men who served God in their youth, and we should seek to serve him with all we are. On the flip side, if someone wanted to say, I am old and I can't go out and serve God, then consider these examples of Noah, Genesis 7, 5-6. And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him, and Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. Noah was probably around 500 to 600 years old and was a preacher of righteousness against a wicked, evil world ripe for judgment, and he was alone. Abraham, Genesis 12, 1-4. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Abraham was 75 when God called him, and he left everything. So much for retirement, huh? Moses, Exodus 7:7. And Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron 83 years old when they spake unto Pharaoh. For those who don't count in scores, Moses was 80 when he went back to Egypt and was mightily used of God for the next 40 years. Joshua and Caleb were of a similar age, Caleb being 85 when they went to fight to take the promised land, Joshua 14:10-11. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses when the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old, and yet I am as strong as this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. There are many more examples. Zechariah and Elizabeth were both old. Simeon was old. Anna was in the temple serving God night and day, being more than 84 years a widow, and was likely over 100 years old. We can see then from all these examples that both youth and old age are no excuses to not go forth and serve God. It is our will and flesh that hinders us, not circumstances. So those were the notes I had, brothers. You have anything to add?
That was awesome, brother. I love that. Thank you. Anything from you, brothers?
I thought that was a really great study. It's great to highlight all of those different examples of the youth. And I think about how a lot of times society, especially I preached to a young woman at my college when I was first starting out, branching out, telling people about Jesus Christ. And she told me that, well, maybe later on in life, I'll look into that. Or like, maybe later on I'll do that, but right now I want to do my own thing. And they keep pushing God off, pushing God off. They look at him as almost like a ritual, church service, Bible study kind of God, and not a consuming fire which consumes your whole life. And they end up searing their conscience. And the verse that came to mind for me was 1 Timothy 4:1-2. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. So especially young people, when they're young, and we see it out in the streets, they can be more open to the gospel, the things of God and whatnot, but if they keep pushing it off, they keep pushing it off and say, well, maybe later on, maybe later on. It sears them to God's truth. But that's what came to mind for me.
Yeah, amen. Good points, brother. Good points. Brother Purgos?
Well, what came to mind was Psalm 1, verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water, and bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That just reminds me that we're connected to Christ, and as long as we have breath, we are to be serving him, and there's supposed to be no decline with time.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I thought that was great. I like the... Brother, did you read about Mary?
No, actually. I didn't read about
I was just thinking about Mary. I don't think we know exactly her age, but I've read most people say she was a very young woman. And so...
likely. I couldn't find a reference.
Right. But likely she was a young woman. So a lot of people say they believe she was a teenager. I don't know how they prove that, but because she was a young young woman, a young virgin. I like the concept of the age from the low end to the high end. And the only thing I would add, the only thing I would say to this is... You're talking about doing a study on youth ministries and how false they are. Youth ministry teaches children to be goofy, silly, worldly, compromised, and not be serious about serving God, because a lot of times they'll say, oh, they're just kids. You know, they, what can they do? They just let them have fun, Nerf fights and football games and all that stuff. And that's wrong. And then I hear this a lot in the street. Older people older than me, I'm 61, people older than me will say, well, what am I supposed to do? I'm old. And they're only 60, 65, 70. And they're up moving around good. They're hunting. They're fishing. They're going to football games. But for some reason, they can't serve God because I'm too old. So I think that's a great aspect of the young and the old being able to be used of God. And like Brother Pergo said, no matter, we got breath, we're supposed to be serving him. So that's Amen. Awesome. That's a great reminder.
Amen.
Yeah. Anything else? Anything else, brothers, about young and the old serving God?
Great study, brother. Nothing more for me.
Yep, I'm good.
Does that encourage you, young men, knowing that one, you're younger, you can serve God, and everything you're learning, training for, doing, you can keep using till you drop dead?
Oh yeah.
There's no letting up.
There's no letting up, and it's also, for me, just one other note just that kind of popped into my head is that novices shouldn't be teachers, but a novice is not tied to your age.
No.
A novice is tied to how long you've been. You can be a young man and not be a novice in the faith if you apply yourself and you dedicate yourself to God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
It's, yeah,
it's
definitely.
Encouraging that you have like exceedingly young men who are used mightily of God. Faith is your power.
Yeah.
Age is just a number until you die.
Yeah, your faith and your diligence. And yeah, there is no retirement because retirement's out of this world.
Amen. Christ is our rest.
It don't come till we're out of this world. All right, good job, brothers. We'll put this up in the Ecclesia area to bless others.